Good afternoon, everybody. I got a call on Motzai Shabbos from a Rav who had the following Shaila. He said that someone in his shul had lost a relative over Shabbos, Nebuch, and they were owning him on Motzai Shabbos, which happens every Shabbos somewhere, right? That someone's an onin on Motzai Shabbos. The Kavura was going to be on Sunday. So he wanted to know, what should they do about Havdalah? So on the one hand, I mean, here's the catch-22. On the one hand, an onin's not supposed to do mitzvah, so they can't do the mitzvah of Havdalah. On the other hand, there's halacha that you're not allowed to eat before Havdalah, and the onanim were hungry. So the shaila is there any eitzah of how to thread that needle of sort of being yotzei both issues? And since it's something that comes up every single Shabbos, you know, somewhere, halvai it shouldn't anymore, you know, bilam avos lenetzach, but you know, we should know what the approach is. So first of all, the exemption of onanim from mitzvahs, let's just understand what that is. What we call an onan is what the Mishnah refers to as misha meso mutal lefanav. What is technically an onan is not what we call an onan. Technically an onan in the Torah is someone on the entire Yom Rishon, including after the Kavura. But when we refer colloquially to the term onen, we refer to someone who's Misha Mesa Muta Lefanav, which means that someone whose relative is dead but not yet buried. And there are three opinions in Rishonim whether an onen may do mitzvos. He's definitely potter from mitzvos, but Rashi in Brachos Dav Yud Zayin says that he can say a bracha, he's just not obligated to. He's potter from mitzvos, but if he wants, he's allowed to say a bracha. The Yerushalmi says, or is at least very strongly mashma, that it's asul olavarech, that he's not allowed to say a bracha, he's not allowed to volunteer mitzvos. There are Rishonim that distinguish between a case where there are tzarchei ames mutalim alav and cases where there's a chaver kadisha that's taking care of all tzarchei ames. That maybe when there's a chaver kadisha taking care of tzarchei ames, he's allowed to do mitzvos, and when he's the one that's responsible for everything, he's not even permitted to do mitzvos or say a bracha. In Yerideas in Shin Mem Alef Sif Alef, the Shulchan Aruch, after telling us that an onen does not have to say a bracha or do mitzvos, goes on to say v'yesh. That he's not even allowed to if he wants to. Pischei Tshuva and Sivkat and Tez points out that the Achronim in Arachayim, Siminayin Aleph, hold like this, Yesh Omrim, and that's true even if there are others taking care of the mace, even if there is a Chevra Kadisha, not allowed. He's not allowed to say brachos, not allowed to answer amen to other people's brachos. In Shirei Arav, in Simin Aleph Osbeis, on Avelus, Rav Salvechik explains that the exemption from mitzvos is actually a kiyum mitzvah savelus, meaning he proves it from a Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Avel, Perek Beis Halacha Vav, says that kama chamura mitzvah savel shara kohen nidchis lo atuma mipnei krovav kidei sheyisasek iman v'yisab alein shnemar lo yitama. The Rambam associates the right of a kohen or the obligation of a kohen to become tamei to his relatives as a chelik of the mitzvah of avelus. Kama chamura mitzvah savel. You see that that's a kiyum of avelus. The chilul of his kedushas kahuna is a kiyum of avelus. Rav Salvechik suggested that maybe the chilul kedusha of p'tur mitzvos is also a kiyum of avelus, and a way of showing, of demonstrating that a person is in avel is by not doing mitzvos. So that's as far as not doing mitzvos. So certainly he should not be saying avdallah. But on the other hand, there's an issur to eat before avdallah. The Gemara Pesachim Daf Kufei tells us kolatoim klum kodem shiavdil misasa ba'askara, that he dies a heinous death if he eats before Avdallah. The Gemara says that Rav Huna held it's even dangerous to drink water before Avdallah, but Rabbanan Debei Ravashi lo kapti amaya, that at least water, the Rabbanan Debei Ravashi thought was not going to be such a problem. So Rabbi Eger and Simon Reishai and Aleph explains that that seems different than other mitzvahs. By other mitzvahs, you're not supposed to eat before doing a mitzvah because you get distracted, it'll become a suda, it'll become a whole thing. With Avdallah, it sounds like you're not allowed to be toim klum. Nothing. You're not allowed to eat anything before Avdallah. It's not because Shem Yishkach. It's because of Yakrit Deshabta. It's because you have to mark the difference between the Achilos of Shabbos and the Achilos of the weekday. And for those purposes, saying Baruch HaMavdil or appointing a Shomer isn't going to help as far as the Yisra Achila before Avdallah. You got to do Avdallah al Kos. That's what the Shulchan Aruch writes in Simin Reish Sadi Tesif Aleph in Archaim. Asur Lechol Shum Davar O Afilu Lishtos Yayin O Shar Mashkin chutz mimayim, misha tachshach ad sheyavdil, until you say Avdallah. Avlamay yoshiv ha'ochel mibod yom, v'chash chalo in tzorech lafsik. If you're having a long shalosh shudas, okay, so you can keep on going in shalosh shudas. But once it's already, finished your shalosh shudas, you benched it, everything, you're not allowed to eat anything until you say Avdallah. And the Mishnah Berurah in the Sharetzin says, even if you said Avdallah b'tfila, you need to be machmir about this. Saying Baruch HaMavdil, whether it be b'tfila, whether it be outside of tfila, doesn't help. It needs to be Havdallah alakos. So there's one more detail over here before we get to the solutions, and that is that there is a machlokas rishonim about making up a missed havdallah. Someone who was an onain on Motzai Shabbos, so there's a machlokas rishonim whether he, after the kavura, whether he should recite havdallah or not. The shita of the ri is that since he was pater on Motzai Shabbos, pakam imenu amitzvah. The mitzvah just disappears, and there's dichoy b'mitzvos, and the simple explanation is that the Zman Havdallah is Masei Shabbos. Anytime after that would only be Midin Tashlumin. He wasn't Chayiv at the Yikr Zman Mitzvah. Mele, he has no requirement of Tashlumin. However, the Sheet of the Maram is that he has to be Mavdil in Yom Rishon. And the simple explanation of the Sheet of the Maram is that the Zman Havdallah extends through Tuesday, and therefore it's still the Zman Havdallah. So he still becomes a Bar Chiyuva during the Yikr Zman of Havdallah. The Maram is L'chor, the basis for the shita that holds that we're mavdil a motzoi tishbav when tishbav falls out on Sunday, whereas the ri is the explanation of the shita of the Ramban that since by on tishbav you can't be mavdil, so havdalah is pushed off and then there's no havdalah anymore, right? It would be lechora the same machlokas. Rav Soloveitchik had a suggestion in Rabbi Reichman Sefer on Brachos. I think he quotes that Rav Soloveitchik said that it could be that the Maram and the ri both agree that the ikar zman havdalah is Motzoi Shabbos and everything else is just Tashlumin. But it could be that if you say like Rav Soloveitchik's idea that the Patur from Mitzvos is a Kiyum Mitzvah of Avelus, it's not that he was Pater from Avdallah, it's that he had a Kiyum Mitzvah of Avelus during that time, and therefore he should still have to make up the Havdallah afterwards. Okay, be that as it may, so you're faced with this dilemma. So what do we do? So one possibility, the Rav that called me said, I would normally tell them to hear Havdallah from someone else, and if they hear it from somebody else, they're not actively doing the Mitzvah, and then they'll be able to eat, but it's 11 o'clock at night and everyone else already made Avdallah. So is that a possibility? Is that something that you could do? So in Yalkut Yosef, on the section of Velus, he says that if you did that and you had Kavana to be Yotze, and the Mevarich had Kavana to be Motzi you, you are Yotze Yuchiyuv, and then you wouldn't have to say another Avdallah afterwards, because nowadays there's a Chavra Kadisha that's Metapel with the Maze, so it could be that you could be Yotze the Mitzvah in that way, but we'll soon see that is certainly not the ideal way to be Yotzei Havdallah. A second possibility is that the Onein might choose to say Havdallah while it's still Shabbos, because technically you could say Havdallah after Plag HaMincha, so you could daven Mariv, Kriya Shema, everything, because it's still Shabbos, and Onein davens on Shabbos, and then you could say Havdallah. So the Shulchan Aruch HaRav quotes such a possibility, and as far as Mariv, as far as Kriya Shema, and as far as Havdallah, the Shvus Yaakov quotes such a thing in the name of a particular Rav, that the Onin should say Havdallah early. Mach Sashekel thinks that that's the appropriate thing to do, and if you're going to do that, obviously there's no Eish by such a Havdallah, because that would be a Melacha Daraisa to light an Eish. You're not allowed to do Melacha until Tzeisa Kachavim, but many of the poskim are not so happy with that, because two reasons. First of all, it's a Stira Mineu Bei, meaning if you're saying that it's already nightfall, if you're saying that it's already after Shabbos, you're already being Mavdu, Ben Kodesh L'chol, well then you're Vayter and Onein, and then you shouldn't be saying Avdallah. The other problem is that it's just going to look strange. People are not going to know what to do with that. It's just going to be something that's Tamua L'Rabim, that's what the Shulchan Aruch HaRav writes. It will be too confusing for people to be saying Avdallah when it's still Shabbos, but they're not allowed to do Malachah, but they're doing mitzvahs. What exactly is going on over here? So we don't want to suggest that. Shulchan Aruch is black and white. In Hilchos Avelus and Simon Shin Mem Aleph Sif Beis, Shulchan Aruch writes, Linyan Avdallah, Yavdil Achar Sheik Parameis. That you say Avdallah after the Kvura. And that's what we typically do, that they say Avdallah after the Kvura. The question, though, is Shulchan Aruch doesn't say, and don't worry, you could eat up until then. So that all the Yachronim say. The Yachronim say that you're allowed to eat up until that point. In Chazon Ovadia, in Avelus, he quotes a Marshag, Chelbe Simenun Zayin, who says that since the Yisur Tiv before Avdallah is an outgrowth of the mitzvah to say Avdallah, when a person doesn't have the mitzvah to say Avdallah, he has no Yisur to eat before Avdallah. So Mela, he's allowed to eat before Avdallah. I think that's the general practice, is to eat and then to say Avdallah after the Kvura is over on Sunday.